This episode of Healthcare Happy Hour is being brought to you by CrankWheel, helping you change your screen sharing game to close more sales. Learn more at crankwheel.com.
Welcome and thank you for joining us for Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals.
And I'm your host, David Saltzman. Joining us today is Yoey Sigurdsson, founder and CEO of CrankWheel. They'll help you up your screen share game. And even if you're not aware of that, we're going to tell you what it is, why it's important that you up that game, and what your clients will get out of it too. Welcome, Yoey.
Well, thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here and really happy to be here talking to you and getting some news across to the NABIP community.
Yeah, absolutely. For all of the communication platforms that are floating around, and there's a bunch of them, and we all use them or at least try to use them, you identified something that was missing, especially relative to the kind of work that our associates do, with our agents do with their clients. What wasn't there that you said, you know, that we got to do a better job of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started about 10 years ago. In fact, when this airs, we'll be 10 years and 10 days old, approximately. So that's fun.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And the system was initially designed for insurance salespeople. That was our first target. My co-founder had been in insurance sales, for a few years before that. And what we thought was, nobody goes from a call to a call plus presentation in the same call without, you know, ending the call, scheduling a follow-up meeting. But that would be truly useful in a lot of cases. So what we understood was that all the traditional web conferencing platforms, and many of them are really good, they're not really designed for less tech-savvy users. They're really designed to be used on a scheduled call. You know, you schedule that call beforehand, you send a meeting link, you put it on as an invite on their calendar and so forth. But, you know, let's face it, so many agents and brokers are selling, you know, ACA, Medicare products that are catering to an older audience that is, you know, I don't want to make any generalizations, but on average, a little bit less tech savvy. And, you know, if you tell them, yes, we're going to do a Zoom meeting, let's do that, you know, they're just going to scare them away. So just tell them, we're going to do a call. You know, I'm going to call you. You don't have to explain anything. Once you're on the call, you've established a little bit of rapport and, you know, it's going well and they're interested. That's when you say, you don't say, I'm going to use CrankWheel, it's a screen sharing platform, or I'm going to use CrankWheel, it's a web conferencing thing. All you say is, hey, you know what? I sent you a text message just now, or I sent you an email just now. Can you click the link there? I just want to show you something. You don't have to explain anything more than that. It's just going to work. There's no registration. There's no download. You know, they're simply going to start seeing your screen live, just similar to as if you were on a Zoom or anything like that. But you're still on the same phone call, and they're just seeing your screen. They didn't have to download anything. Even if they're on their mobile, you know, that you can still do that. And you can just start, you know, building trust and showing your face and showing maybe your license or whatever you need. And so it gives you the full presentation capabilities without scaring your clients away.
That's interesting. So it starts as a phone call, a regular old, like a POTS phone call, plain old telephone service phone call, even if it's mobile. And can you send that link in advance if you know that you're going to be doing some presentation, or do you not recommend that?
You can, but I don't particularly recommend it unless it is a more tech-savvy, you know, client. In most cases, if it's a client that might get scared off or uncomfortable with doing, you know, a web conference, my recommendation would be to simply send them a text or an email during the call. It's very quick. It's only about a 5 or 10 second process, and, you know, they don't really need to prepare for it in any way.
So was your motivation for developing this product solely around making it simple to do these kinds of presentations and calls without creating any kind of a barrier with hardware and software?
That's exactly right. That's been our focus from day one. So, you know, we want agents to have a tool for showing a visual presentation and for showing their face, you know, that is as reliable as the good old trusty telephone.
That's interesting. So can you give me a use case example, a real life example of how somebody would use this, and maybe contrast what would have happened if they had used Zoom or Teams or some other mode?
Absolutely. So it starts as a normal phone call, and you know, we don't do the call for you. You don't do the call with CrankWheel. You can use your existing, you know, VoIP system or just your mobile, whatever you're used to using. So we don't interfere with, if you have a compliance set up with recording for your VoIP or something, we don't interfere with that. You just keep using that. It starts as a call. And then, you know, at the point in the call where you're thinking, this is going really great. If I was there in front of them, I could probably, you know, close the deal. I could get them to enroll right now. That's when you then are supposed to think, okay, well, I can. I'll just use CrankWheel, you know, to show them whatever I would have shown them if I was there in person, or just to show them my face initially, you know, build a little bit of trust and show that you're a professional and you can be trusted. So that's where it's different, because in the, let's say, Zoom, you know, situation, if you were to try to go from a phone call and directly into a Zoom meeting, that would be prone to all kinds of trouble. You know, you would be on the phone, and then maybe they know how to connect to a Zoom meeting, and now all of a sudden you have two audio streams going on, and you know, there's just a lot of things that can go wrong. Whereas our product for 10 years has been designed for exactly this use case. This is the one we focus on. Even though you can also do more of a Zoom style meeting, like you mentioned, you can send a link before. You know, you can even have your client be on their webcam and so on, but that's not the default when it's just a call. When it's a call, it's a one-way thing. You show your face, you show your screen, you know, and just making it as simple as possible and as least scary as we possibly can for your client. That's our ideal.
And now a word from our sponsor.
This episode of Healthcare Happy Hour is brought to you by CrankWheel. Are you struggling to keep clients engaged and close more sales in your health insurance business? It's time to change your screen share game. CrankWheel empowers thousands of health insurance professionals to deliver standout client experiences with seamless, no-download virtual appointments. Whether it's a quick policy overview or an in-depth consultation, CrankWheel keeps your clients engaged and your sales pipeline moving. Right now, NABIP members get an exclusive extended free trial. So don't miss this chance to elevate your client interactions and close more deals. Visit crankwheel.com/NABIP today and see the difference for yourself.
And now, back to our conversation.
So if we're on the call and I'm demoing a product to a client and I close them, can we go right ahead on this in the same call in the same app or the same instance, I should say, because it's not really a call. On the same instance, can we go right ahead and mutually fill out an application?
Yes, exactly. You can. So we support so ACA consent forms and ACA attestation forms can be done as an e-signature right there within the CrankWheel platform. So you don't have to end the screen share. You use the screen sharing session that's already ongoing. You can tell them, well, I'm going to pop open the consent form. You know, if you want to nominate me as your agent or broker, just fill in those fields and we'll do an e-signature right here on the phone. It's easy. You can also do a Medicare scope of appointment form where the agent first fills in their side of it, which is, you know, which plans were discussed and when is the actual meeting when are you going to actually try to sell, which needs to be in at least 48 hours and so on. And then your client fills in, you know, the rest of it, and then you both e-sign. So you can do those types of forms as well. And that's pretty straightforward. It happens within the session. We use the verification we already have of your client's phone number as, you know, proof that this is the person you were talking to, because we send a unique link to that phone number when you send them a text message. Once the e-signature is done, you know, you receive a copy by PDF of the signed contract. Your client receives a copy of the signed contract. And on the CrankWheel end, we keep all the proof of, you know, it's called an audit trail of what happened and keep that for you for 10 years. So, you know, you fulfill all your obligations.
In terms of the user experience, if you're filling out an app, let's say, or a different kind of a form, and you e-sign it, does the system automatically, is it part of the functionality of the system that it automatically sends them the PDF?
That's correct. Yes, yes. So one of the fields on both or on all of the form types that we support is their email, and so their email address will be sent a copy of the contract.
That's awesome. So, you know, one of the questions that unfortunately we have to talk about these days, and I guess it's a two-edged sword, is a lot of advisors are concerned about fiduciary responsibilities or E&O worries and whatnot. And frankly, having a record of the call or a transcript of the call available is great for a client who maybe is not so savvy and wants to, you know, 10 minutes later, they go, I know he explained that to me, but I didn't really get it. Let me go back and reread what it was said. Does the system have an automatic recording feature and a transcript feature? Is that what other functionalities are built in?
Yeah, so recording is built in, exactly. When you do it as a normal phone call, which, you know, right now is the majority of use cases, is they start as a normal phone call, then the recording of the phone call would typically be on whatever phone system you use for that. But if you do a Zoom-style meeting with CrankWheel, then we record the audio as well. We always record the video, and we can record whatever audio your computer picks up during the call. You can even select to record every single meeting automatically as soon as a client joins the meeting, so the recording starts by itself. One of the nice things about doing recording the way we do is that because you're only recording your own material and not necessarily anything from the client. Like if you're on the call, that's a call recording that's separate, but you're only recording video that you're sending, then you don't need to talk about consent for that recording separately because you're recording yourself essentially. And yeah, those recordings are stored in our cloud. And for agents, we basically build the 10-year retention of recordings into any plan that agents take, and they get it at a special price. And
that's great. What other functionality is built in?
So one other thing you can do is you can offer them to control your mouse and keyboard. So we call that remote control. So this can be really nice. Let's say a use case might be you're going to healthcare.gov and you're looking at plans or something like that. Maybe give them control of the keyboard to fill in some of the form fields just to like give them better engagement. And they can do the remote control from any device, even their mobile. And if it's their mobile, it'll just work the way they expect. So, you know, the predictive text and everything on the mobile, that'll work just the way they expect. So they can fill in their name, their address, anything that's needed, they can fill in and control. And that can be really nice just to get better engagement during form filling like that. So that's another one. There's also the ability to create, to share any video you create with CrankWheel. So we talked about recording meetings. That's one way to create videos with CrankWheel. You can also record without actually being in a meeting, and that's more like a screencast is what that's usually called. So you can record your webcam, maybe record something from your screen. So you can create a personalized prospecting video or a personalized, you know, thank you message on video that you can then send to them by email. And when you do that, you can have an animated preview of your video that gets embedded in the email. And then when they click on that, they're shown a video player where they can play your video. Once it starts playing, there can even be a call to action. Like there's a button that shows up a few seconds after they start playing that can lead to any web page you need. And you also get engagement metrics. So there's a notification you get on screen, notification by email when they start playing that video. And you can do that down to individual users if you like. Even for the same video, you can create multiple different links for that video. And each person you give a different link to will show as a different notification. So that's another one. And I think, you know, video-based prospecting is not used a whole lot by agents yet, but I think it's a growing thing.
Well, you know, Google said by this year or next year, 75% of the content that's consumed will be video of one form or another. So
absolutely.
you know, even old guys like me have succumbed. And, you know, the podcast, which is mine, not Healthcare Happy Hour, which is 10 years old now, has a YouTube channel because it has to.
Absolutely. And you need to be there. And it's a really nice service to your clients as well. It can be just a wonderful way to, you know, remind them of, you know, how much you help them. You know, give after you, let's say you enroll them or there's something annually that you're helping them with, you know, send them a quick video after and just say, hey, I wanted to just recap what we talked about. Here's what we did. And now they have that as a video message. And it's just a way to remind them how brilliant you are, how helpful and generous and thoughtful you are as an agent.
If you want to use different assets during your presentation, do you need to preload them?
You can, but you don't have to. So one thing that we like to teach people when they come to our training sessions, we run live training a couple of times a week that people can come back to whenever they want. So one of the things we like to teach is, if you like, you can set up like a folder of bookmarks in your browser. That's the different kind of maybe web pages, your license and some different web pages that you're using in a typical call. And then you can either share just that browser window, or you can even share individual browser tabs. And then all you need to, you know, go to the next resource that you're going to show is just switch between tabs. Pretty simple. So that can be a really nice thing, a nice way to do it. But, you know, if you prefer to keep things sort of ad hoc, you can also just share your full screen and just load up whatever materials you need along the way. So there's no need to preload, but you can.
So two last questions as we kind of wrap up here. The first question is, why Crankwheel? What is Crankwheel? Why the name?
Why the name? That's a great question. Yes. So there's the post-hoc explanation, which is that it sounds like a simple and useful tool. And then there is the, which was, you know, it was kind of the intent, but for real, I really enjoy cycling. And especially at the time we were starting Crankwheel about 10 years ago, I was heavily into that. And a crankwheel is another name for the chain ring. You know, the chain ring that you drive with your pedals is actually a crankwheel, although it's not usually called that, but that's what it is. And to be honest, that's where the name comes from.
So now I'm going to agree for asking a stupid question from my triathlete daughter. Sorry, Dad, you should have known that, but good explanation. What do you see coming in terms of features? What do you guys, to the extent that you can share it, what are you working on in terms of new features to add to the system?
Yeah, happy to share that. So something we added recently and maybe gives a glimpse into where we're headed is we recently added what I mentioned, that you can ask your client to share their webcam into the meeting. And in fact, you can have, you know, you could have 30 people in the meeting and everybody's sharing their webcam and they could all be using their web browser for audio. So that's more like the traditional web conferencing thing if you're doing Zoom or something like that. So we are working a little bit to broaden the system so that, you know, while our specialization will still be the same as it's always been, like making those, you know, phone calls work great, we want you to be able to use Crankwheel for all your meetings, not just the ones that are, you know, starting on the phone and so on. So that's something we've been working quite a bit on and we'll continue to work on this year. The other thing that we are expanding on is our e-signature capabilities. So right now I mentioned it's ACA, a couple of ACA forms and a scope of appointment form for Medicare. We want to expand on that so it can be anything, any form you upload can be signed with Crankwheel. So those are probably the two biggest things that are coming down the pipes this year.
Interesting stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, it has always been about the graphic user interface. It's always been about making it easy for users. It seems like you guys have taken that to the next level by removing a lot of parts that didn't really quite fit together seamlessly and should be good experience. And I actually signed up yesterday and have been playing around with it and quite like it. Even though I'm not failing any days, I just wanted to kind of get an idea of what the system does. And it's really elegant, I think, is the best word that I could use, you know, to describe it. And we hope you'll come back as new features get added and talk to us more. And we thank you for sponsoring some of the Healthcare Happy Hour podcasts. There have been a couple already, and this one obviously is either the last one in the series or the next to last. But we want to say thank you for doing that and for supporting NABIP. Yoey Sigurdsson, founder and CEO of Crankwheel, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, David. Pleasure.
you can have the Healthcare Happy Hour podcast downloaded automatically by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also find a link to the podcast in the member-exclusive Washington Update, published on Fridays. For more information on our government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit nabip.org.